The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ ماشاء اللہ عز و جل ویلکم بیک ٹو آور another episode of yesterday, today and tomorrow. Alhamdulillah, a unique title, a unique program where Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we discuss the life of one of the great awliya Allah, the Sahaba-i Kiram alayhim ridwan, or the great prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the main theme of the program is so that we can learn from these great personalities and see how we can, as Muslims, better ourselves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and become good and pious and practicing Muslims. And today, inshallah, I'm going to be talking about a Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great personality, and see what we can learn from him. Now, I don't think we were talked much about him. Well, I haven't, to be honest with you. And inshallah, I was just flicking through my books the other day and I thought, you know what? I'm going to talk about this personality today, inshallah. And seriously, he is a personality. Every Sahabi is a personality for us. Alhamdulillah, har Sahabi e Nabi, Jannati, Jannati. And inshallah, we're going to talk about this Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala. We're going to talk about his family. But more than his family, it's his own personality that will be, inshallah, capturing and admiring the most, inshallah. So nevertheless, without any delay, let's start our program with the beautiful kalam for today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
پوچھے گا مولا لایا ہے کیا کیا پوچھے گا مولا لایا ہے کیا کیا میں یہ کہوں گا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
When Allah will ask, what have you brought? I will then say, the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی کر لو وظیفہ نام محمد دل کا اجالا
نامی محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, mujhko sunana naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala. نامِ محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
O my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
اپنے رضا کے قربان جاؤں, مرشد پیا کے قربان جاؤں, جس نے سکھایا نام محمد دل کا اجالا. نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
May I sacrifice my life for Aza, who taught the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Welcome back to our program. You are watching Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. Now, what topic are we talking about? Which personality am I going to be talking about? Let's start from this. This personality was a staunch enemy of Islam. His father died as a kafir. He was one of the greatest enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now you might be thinking, who's that personality? You know, his father was a staunch enemy of Islam. Now remember, if the father was an enemy of Islam, that would make no difference to this personality. He is none other than Sayyiduna Ikrama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Ikrama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the son of Abu Jahl. Now remember, Abu Jahl, his real name was not Abu Jahl, it was Umar bin Hisham. And he was one of the greatest enemies of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. He was a mushrik, he used to worship idols. And even at the Battle of Badr, Abu Jahl was one of the leaders, or you could say the forerunners in the battle taking place. And how he would be, ma'azallah, you know, campaigning to defeat Islam all his life. And then at the Battle of Badr, he got killed. And you know who he was killed by? Two little children. Sometimes, you know, you say, I'm, you know, very, very strong. Now, Abu Jahl will be written down in history. He thought he was a macho man, but he got killed by two little children. Nevertheless, forget him. We're going to be talking about Sayyiduna Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He embraced Islam at the year 8 of Hijri. Yani after Hijri, a few days after the conquest of Makkah. In happiness, what happened is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he was so happy that Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam. What happened when Muslims conquered Makkah? He fled, he ran away. And he told his wife that I'm not going to live in Makkah because the Muslims will take revenge. Obviously, we did so much, you know, to the Muslims. So therefore, I'm not going to be staying here. And he fled Makkah and he went to a different place. And his wife, she came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ikrama has run away from Makkah. But Ya Rasulullah, I'm sure Ikrama, if he comes back and you show mercy towards him, he will accept Islam. And he says that Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came back to Makkah because his wife, she went in search for him and she found out where Ikrama was staying. And she said to him that, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will show leniency to you and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will show mercy towards you. Come back and just say sorry and accept Islam. So Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu came back to Makkah, met with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in happiness that Ikrama has accepted Islam, he says, whatever you ask from me today and I have it, I will certainly grant it to you. That's how happy the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. And Sayyidina Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, O Prophet of Allah, I desire from you that you seek forgiveness for me for all the enmity I showed against you. Every step I took in that regard, every battle I fought against you, and every word I spoke against you, whether before you or your absence, supplicate for my forgiveness in all of these matters. So now he was sorry. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did make dua for him, did supplicate for him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a dua, and in the books of a hadith is written, he says, O Allah, forgive all the enmity Ikrama held against us, and every step he took in trying to extinguish your light, and every word he spoke against me, whether before me or in my absence, forgive every mistake of Ikrama. And here in these words, Sayyidina Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Messenger of Allah, now I am happy. Subhanallah. Now, in the time of ignorance, Sayyidina Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu would make false deities and sell them. Thank Allah, he has made us Muslims. Alhamdulillah. So then what happened was, so how did the thought of worshipping Allah Almighty enter his heart? How did he change? His father never changed. Yeah, Abu Jahl never changed all his life, even though he knew the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the true messenger of Allah, but he never changed. So how did Sayyiduna Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu change? How did Allah azza wa jal turn his heart around? He says there is a remarkable account behind this. When the conquest of Makkah occurred, he fled from Makkah saying, I cannot stay amongst people who killed Abul Hakam, yani his father Abul Jahl. He then came to the coast and placed his belongings onto a boat. Someone explained to him, you are the leader of this city and our leader. Why are you going to a place where you have no recognition? However, he did not accept this advice and boarded the boat. In his absence, his wife Sayyida Umme Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anha had embraced Islam and sought amnesty for him in the prophetic court, but this news had not reached him. So Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if he had that news before that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has granted him amnesty, forgiveness, then he would have never gone. But because that news ever reached to her, when he reached the coast, he saw a tablet upon which the following verse of the Quran was inscribed. وَكَذَّبَ بِهِ قَوْمُكَ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ قُلْ لَسْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And your nation, O beloved, belied it, the Quran, and only this is the truth. Say you, I'm not a guardian over you at all. Reading this, he returned to Makkatul Mukarrama. According to a renowned report, he boarded the boat, and when it reached the open sea, it began to rock due to fierce winds. The captain of the boat turned to the passengers and said, become worshippers of the one creator. Indeed, your false deities cannot avail you anything here. Hearing this, Sayyidina Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if only the one true creator can grant salvation here in the ocean, then no other can grant salvation on the land either. O Allah Almighty, I make a covenant with you. If you grant me salvation from this calamity, I will go to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and place my hand in his hand. So, in one narration, it is mentioned that the travelers all began to supplicate to Allah Almighty seeking help. He asked, what is this? He was told, only Allah Almighty can help us here. He responded, this is the Lord of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom he calls us towards. Take me back to him. When he reached the shore, he met his wife and she gave him glad tidings of amnesty from the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. So subhanallah, you know how Allah Azza wa Jal deals with a person. I was reading a story in one of the magazines, Fezane Medina. Sometimes we think that, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Why me all the time? So this person, he boards a boat. There's a lot of businessmen and they have a lot of wealth with them on that boat. And as the boat is in the ocean, it starts to rock fearlessly. And The people, they say that there's too much load on the boat, it's too heavy. We need to overboard some of the things. And they said that we have to overboard some of our belongings, the wealth that we have, the gold and all that. We have to overboard that. And one of the person who was the most richest one amongst them, they all decided that because you have a lot of gold, if you throw your gold into the sea, you'll still have plenty left over. If we throw ours, we'll have none left over. So that person, he says, well, that's not fair. You know, you need to throw your gold and I'll throw mine as well. And let's be fair. And the people, they tried explaining to him that, look, you've got a lot of gold. Even though you throw half of it, you still have more than us. But he wasn't taking any. So what happened was these people, they jumped him, they grabbed hold of him, picked him up and threw him and all his gold into the sea. And this person somehow, you know, when he saw the waves, you know, banging at him, he thought that that's it, I'm dead now. But, you know, at that time he fainted. And then a while later, his eyes opened and he saw himself lying on a beach. And he opened his eyes and he says, Ya Allah, I thank you for saving my life. And then he goes and he builds a home. And then he sees a rabbit jumping about. And because he's hungry, he catches the rabbit and he cooks the meat and he lights a fire. As he's eating and he forgets to extinguish the fire, and that home that he builds, what happens is that home catches fire. And all of a sudden, there's smoke billowing from the home and his home is all totally destroyed. Now this person, again, he sits on the beach and he says, why me? Why did this happen? And then he sees a ship coming towards him or a boat coming towards him. This man's jumping up and down and shouting to them, help me, help me. So these people, they came towards him. And the man, he says, you know, thank you very much for coming to rescue me. And then they said that, look, we saw smoke coming out of this island. We knew that this island was deserted. Obviously, someone must have been in distress. That's why the smoke is coming. So therefore, we diverted and we came to rescue you. And this person, he fell into prostration and he goes, Ya Allah, thank you very much for saving my life. And then the people, they asked him, how did you end up here? And he goes, so he told the story of how we were in this boat and, you know, the people, they overthrew me with my gold and everything. And he says that the people, they say, oh, that boat, you know, that boat capsized in the sea and every single person drowned and died. So this person, again, he thanks Allah. He goes, Ya Allah, I did not realize that you were planning all this for me. You saved me from drowning in the boat. You saved me from hunger. You saved me by sending these people to rescue me, Ya Allah, how can I thank you for all of this? Sometimes we just need to think to ourselves, what is happening will happen for the best of our for ourselves. So sometimes we need to just sit back and relax and just thank Allah. Even if you are in a problem, the only Zaat, the only creator is the one that can save you. So all ourselves, what we need to do is we need to make our mindset of that Allah Azza wa Jal is our wakil. Allah, have tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, He will save us. Now, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. As you know, we also have a clip that we saw. Let me just see what we have today, inshallah, just to show you. Yes, we have a 2.5 minute clip. And this is going to be how to visit the shrines of the Awliya Allah. Let's watch this clip and we'll come back to this story about Sayyidina Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Whenever we are blessed to visit the shrines of the holy saints, it's important to know the etiquettes and manners of doing so. Whenever visiting a holy shrine, approach from the feet side and stand in front of the face at a distance of at least 4 feet and present greeting in a medium voice in this way, Assalamu alayka ya Sayyidi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then Durood Sharif can be recited. It's best to recite Durood al-Ghawsiyah and any recitation of the Holy Quran. It's best to recite Surah al-Fatiha and Surah al-Ikhlas 3 times and send the thawab of this to the deceased saint. Then supplicate for any permissible desire you may have, presenting the blessed soul of that saint in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal as a wasila. Then present your greetings again and then depart from there. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would visit the blessed graves of the martyrs of the Battle of Uhud and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam would supplicate for them. The respected Islamic jurist rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that it is permissible to visit the blessed tombs of the awliya and the pious predecessors, and they benefit the one who visits the tomb. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that do not kiss the grave or put your hands on it, but rather stand some distance away from the grave. It is permissible to place a decorative cloth over the blessed tombs of the awliya ikram and the pious, when the purpose of this is to build the honor of the pious saints among the public so that they can respect them and gain blessings from them. The pious predecessors rahimahumullah ta'ala held it permissible to build structures over the tombs of famous scholars and saints so that people can visit. However, if they are made for mere adornment and beautification, then it is haram. In early times, domes were built over the graves of the blessed Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum in Madinatul Munawwara, zadahullahu sharafa wa ta'azima. So it's clear that this construction would only have occurred due to this being classed as permissible. And there's also an elevated and lofty dome over the blessed resting place of the revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Performing tawaf of a grave with the intention of paying respect is forbidden. To prostrate and do sajda to a grave out of respect is haram. And if done with the intention of worship is kufr. May Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us to follow these manners of visiting the shrines. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, very beautiful reminder of how to visit the mazars of the awliya Allah, the shrines, the prophets of Allah. So you are watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. Today we're talking about a personality, with the great personality of Sayyiduna Ikrama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Ikrama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he accepted Islam. And then he says that Ikrama is coming to you as a believer and an immigrant. Do not speak severely about his father. Yani, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew that Ikrama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is coming back to accept Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam briefed the Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan that do not speak severely about his father Abu Jahl, as the living is harmed by it and the deceased is unaffected by it. He came to the door of the Prophet's residence and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam rose out of happiness. Yani, he stood up in happiness. The Messenger of Allah spoke the words, "Welcome to the boat-riding immigrant." After he embraced Islam, he also said, "However much wealth I spent in placing obstacles in the path of Allah, I will now expend twice as much for it. And however much I fought against the way of Allah, I will now strive in fighting for the cause of Allah twice as much." So subhanAllah. Sayyiduna Ikrama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, from this that we can see his tawbah was so, you know, alhamdulillah, from the bottom of his heart. His guilt was so much that subhanAllah, not only did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made du'as for him as well. And Sayyiduna Ikrama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in the later part of his life, he showed that guilt as well. And he would fight for the cause of Islam. And he would spend in the cause of Islam, in the way of Allah. And subhanAllah, such a great personality. And it says that he was so intensely devoted to the word of Allah Almighty that he would take the pages of the Quran and place them on his face and cry, saying, "This is the book of my Lord. This is the word of my Lord." In 10 Hijri, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed him to collect sadaqat from the Hawazin tribe. Subhanallah. So Sayyiduna Ikrama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had so much love for Islam. You know, sometimes, you know, those people who've committed sins, and when they repent, they severely, you know, they repent in such a way that there's no coming back to them. But, you know, many people who will do tawbah, but sadly, they will go back to the sin again. If they did tawbah just a few minutes ago, that, "Ya Allah, I will not do this, I will not do that," they'll go back to that. And, you know, I'm including myself in that as well, that, you know, we're always, you know, being pushed back into the world of sinning again. But as Muslims, we all believe the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair the mercy of Allah. Preparations were being made for a battle, And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to inspect the expeditionary forces. His glance fell on a tent with many spears, other weapons of war, and 8 horses next to it. When he drew near the tent, he found Sayyidina Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu inside. He greeted him with salam, supplicated for him, and wanted to give him some money for the expenses of the battle. He responded by saying, "I'm not in need of this. I have 2,000 dinars." Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu made a supplication of goodness for him. So he didn't say, you know, it's okay, you know, the more the merrier. No, he didn't need them. He said, "I don't need them." So this is another lesson that we can learn from their lives. Wealth is something that you should have, you know, according to how much you need, not what your lust is and what your desires are. According to your need, you can take the wealth, you use that wealth, but try not to take more than that. Because what will happen is this wealth, when it goes into your heart, it can drown a person into the love of this world. You know, they say that a ship is brilliant when it sails on water, but when the water starts to go inside the ship, that's when the ship drowns. The world is outside of our heart. We need the world. We need to have money to buy clothing, food, and etc. But when that world goes into your heart and now you desire for more of the world, then that's where the problems start. So always make dua in the court of Allah that, "Ya Allah, whatever I desire, give me that. Do not give me more than that." And during the Khalifate of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he first launched an attack against the army of the arch liar Musaylima, but was unsuccessful. Following this, he addressed the apostates from Oman and then Mahra all the way to Sana'a. Some of these tribes repented and returned to Islam. Once during a battle, he dismounted and began to fight on foot. Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu exclaimed, "Do not do this." He replied, "Let me. You preceded me in bringing faith in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereas my father and I remained very harsh towards the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Subhanallah. So now he was feeling that guilt, that this is what we did, and you know, you've accepted Islam before us, and we've stayed as enemies, and we want to repent from that. We want to give back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was martyred during the Battle of Ajnadain in the land of Palestine, between Ramla and Jibreen in Jamadul Ula 13 Hijri. He was aged 62. According to one report, many prophetic companions were severely wounded in the Battle of Yarmouk in Rajab 15 Hijri. In this state, Sayyidina Haris bin Hisham radiallahu ta'ala anhu called out for water. When water was presented, he saw Sayyidina Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu wounded. When he was presented, he saw Sayyidina Ikrama wounded without drinking. He said, "Give the water to Ikrama." When he was presented to him, he saw Sayyidina Ayyash wounded. So without drinking, he said, "Give the water to him." The water had yet to reach him that he became a martyr. In this way, all of the three noble companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum were martyred without drinking the water. Sayyidina Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not have any sons. He only left daughters behind. Subhanallah. So this was this beautiful life of Sayyidina Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. More to come from his life, inshallah, azza wa jal. And first of all, let's go towards another beautiful package that we have for you guys. We'll watch the package and we'll come back and we'll learn a bit more about the life of this great sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
O devotees of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, reciting the Holy Quran and listening to it is indeed a great act of reward. Alas, less interest is now found amongst the people in this regard. If a qari recites, we do not like to listen to it. About the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een and their passion of recitation, it is stated in Ihya ul-Ulum, Volume 1 on page 845. It is narrated that when the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een used to gather, they used to ask one of them to recite any surah of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah said, "Whoever listens to one verse of the Holy Quran, it will be noor, that is light for him on the Day of Judgment." Subhanallah. Have you noticed the reward of listening to the Holy Quran is so magnificent? Then the reciter, who is the reason for this reward, also shares the reward with him, provided that he has no intention of showing off. Dear viewers, find it interesting or not, worship and recitation should always go on. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, one day or another, you will find it interesting. Hazrat Sayyidina Sabit Bunani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi said, I struggled 20 years with the recitation of the Holy Quran in spite of the fact that I didn't find it interesting, and then I got its pleasure for 20 years. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu alal Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu alal Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching our program yesterday, today and tomorrow. And we're talking about the famous Sayyiduna Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, just before that, we were talking about his life, that for so many years, Sayyiduna Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu opposed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, opposed the message of Islam, had many battles with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, especially the battle of Badr, the battle of Uhud, you know, and many battles after that, you know, and he was an arch enemy of Islam. What made an enemy of Islam become one of the protectors of Islam was the beautiful character, the love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed him. As Muslims, inshallah azza wa jal, it's a beautiful manner, it's a beautiful way to change ourselves and other people as well. Even though if someone is an enemy of Islam, if we show them love and if we make dua for them, for dua of guidance for them, I'm sure inshallah azza wa jal, will be successful in changing many of them. Now it says that in a brief battle, when some of Sayyiduna Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu's soldiers were slain and others who could fled, Khalid bin Walid, now a Muslim, so this is one of the battles that he had with Sayyiduna Khalid bin Walid, he met and destroyed them. Ikrama himself was amongst those who made it out alive. Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu's reputation and any power it may have once possessed were now irreparably damaged. So therefore, Islam was getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And it came to a state that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Sayyiduna Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu had no other choice but to accept Islam. However, he refused to pardon several of the people he mentioned. All Quraysh who entered the holy mosque stayed in their homes or went to the home of Abu Sufyan. The most radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the most important Quraysh leader, who granted a general pardon and amnesty by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So even at the time of the conquest of Makkah, Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu had now accepted Islam. Subhanallah, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now they've realized, and here the scholars, they mention that no matter what they did, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah, showed mercy towards them. And he says that Safwan ibn Umayyah, remember one of the chief eyes of the Quraysh, Ikrama, the son of Abu Jahl, both of them, their fathers were the chief opponents of the Messenger of Allah. So if you look at it, Sayyiduna Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Abu Jahl, they were both one of the main people against the wars with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But subhanallah, when Sayyiduna Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam, when his wife Sayyida Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha accepted Islam, and then Sayyiduna Ikrama and his wife and many other women came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and pledged allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says that Sayyiduna Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, alhamdulillah, accepted Islam as well. And he says that he was so scared of returning back to Makkah that at one point it's written that, you know, his wife was pleading to him to come back, and he says that, I will jump in the sea and drown and kill myself, but I will not come back to Makkah again. But somehow she persuaded him, and subhanallah, he says that, so Sayyiduna Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if praying exclusively only to Allah will save me on sea, then it seems that the only thing that will save me on land is also praying exclusively to Allah. So when the people, they said to him, that, you know, when the boat was rocking in the sea, that only the name of Allah, making dua in the court of Allah, is going to save you. And he says, if that can save me from the sea, then it is only the name of Allah that can save me on land as well. So subhanallah. So he was saved and made a dua. He said, whilst imagining the storm is raging around him, and this is Ikrama, the son of Abu Jahl. So he prayed to Allah in these beautiful words. So again, whenever you are in problem, in distress, in worried, in any problems that come, make sure to make dua. And he says, O Allah, I vow that if you save me from this storm and deliver me to the shore of safety, then I will go humbly before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, present myself to him and embrace his religion. Allah saved him, and Sayyiduna Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu now went back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his wife, and both of them presented themselves. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stood up and he says, "Welcome, O noble rider." As he welcomed him, Ikrama bin Abu Jahl presented himself, humbly embraced Islam, and he became one of the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, whenever we talk about, you know, giving sacrifice for the sake of Islam, the companions alayhi ridwan, they were at the forefront of every sacrifice. You look at each and every sahabi, and I kept on reiterating this last time, all my companions are like stars, follow any one of them, you will be guided. So wherever, you know, we're not going to look at, you know, who their father was, who their mother was, what they did before Islam, that was different. What they did before Islam is past now, and we are told by the ulama-i kiram, the scholars of deen, not to discuss about their lives. You know, people like Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was he not an arch enemy of Islam? Yes, he was. But alhamdulillah, when he accepted Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one of the hadiths, the mafhum is that if there was another prophet after me, it would have been Umar ibn al-Khattab, but there will be no prophet after me. That was this rank, the status of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So alhamdulillah, we talk about him in such a beautiful manner. We talk about his sacrifices for the sake of Islam in the same manner when he comes to the Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, or even any person, don't discuss their lives before Islam, after Islam. Sayyidah Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also accepted her when she accepted Islam. So in return, my dear Islam brothers, never ever talk ill about any companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially those companions, you know, the subhanallah, amongst the ashra mubashra. You know, sometimes people will say, yeah, but their father, you know, like Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, yeah, he was the father of Yazid, but that doesn't mean that ma'azallah we talk bad about Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That doesn't mean that we talk bad about Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, every sahabi has a role or status, and the status that the sahaba ikram have in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was amazing. He was katib wahi. He used to write the wahis, the revelations that came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he's also known as the mamu of the ummah, the uncle of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So never ever, ma'azallah, talk bad about these people, because they're all sahaba ikram. They all, you know, alhamdulillah, you know, respected by us. We don't look at the lives before Islam. We look at the lives after Islam. And when they accepted Islam, subhanallah, and even if the sahaba ikram had any, you know, anything amongst themselves, that's to do with the sahaba. You know, we don't sit back in our home and say, oh, my mom was arguing with my dad tonight. You know, they were having a fight. We don't talk about that. We don't talk about brothers and sisters, you know, amongst other people in a bad way, do we? So why do we talk about these sahaba ikram? So inshallah, Azrael, let's talk good about them. Let's praise them. And inshallah, Azrael, praising the sahaba, and mashallah, it shows you the love that we have for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, Azrael, Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan, like Sayyiduna Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, even though his father was Abu Jahl, but mashallah, Azza wa Jal, Sayyiduna Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu proved that he is a true believer, a true Muslim, a true Ashik Rasul, and a person who sacrificed his life for the sake of Islam, and he is a martyr, subhanallah. What does Allah ta'ala say in the Holy Quran regarding the martyrs? that they are alive. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Only you do not know. You don't know the true reality of their life, but they are alive. So these people talk about them. This is why Mir Ahle Sunnah says, Har Sahabiya Nabi Jannati Jannati. And this is very, very important for all of us to believe in that and to propagate that as well. Teach this to your children, you know, mashallah, the lives of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. And one of the greatest things that we can talk about is their tawbah. You know, their tawbah that they did in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and how Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed so much barakah and blessings to these great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward us, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins, inshallah. I'll see you next time in the program. Please take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
The special favor of Allah, Allah. The universe is the body and its soul.